Our morning conversation this morning is with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Quite a bit has happened in the month since we last spoke.
Yes, indeed.
Starting with the unexpected death of Interim Chancellor Paul Sarvila. Obviously still quite a bit of sorrow for the Carbondale campus and the SIU system as a whole.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Of course, as many listeners know, during that week after he had passed, it really was a gut punch for the campus and I would say for the community as a whole. While he had been doctoring, as my grandmother would say, for some things and had been diagnosed with cancer, the prognosis was actually outstanding. He was just going to have to get through some chemo treatment, and we expected to see him at the university. But those things can happen, and I know that he was going through a pretty tough bout of treatment, and sometimes, you know, the body system just deals with that in certain ways. But at any rate, it was a blow, and it was important, I think, for many on the campus, certainly our board, myself, and others, to have an opportunity before talking about what's next or how do we address this, to have a period of time to show our respect to Paul, to pay a tribute to him for what his life and career meant, not just to the university, but to the community at large. And I hope it was something that was helpful to the family. I believe it was to the campus, as I was able to talk to a number of folks during that week, just to have some time to reflect and process all that had happened.
Then we heard late last week that you would be taking over as chancellor for the Carbondale campus while maintaining your role as system president. How will that work?
On a temporary short-term basis. We want to make sure that's clear. You know, as our board considered this, and I had reached out to our board chair, Randall Thomas, to engage in some individual discussions with trustees, as our board took this on, I think there was great concern about having a couple of things take place, one of which is that the changes that Paul had instituted in his 4+ months as chancellor could continue and be sustained. I think many in the university were very pleased about changes in processes and procedures, practices, all of the things in the day-to-day operation of SIU Carbondale that were beneficial coming out of his leadership. The board wanted to ensure that continued, that those changes were kept in effect, that we didn't have this disruption in that move forward that I think everyone felt was taking place. And the other thing kind of beyond that, or maybe a derivative of that idea, is the fact that I think the feeling, and I certainly shared this, is we didn't want to have one more stop and start for the campus generally, not just even looking at the things that Paul had changed, but overall, and just trying to get the campus moving forward again, we didn't want to have a period of time where we kind of drop out a bit and think through who comes in the interim role, and then that person has to get up to speed. You understand what I'm saying in that regard. So with the understanding that this would not be going on for a long time, that I could probably go ahead and assume under my position as SIU president a good deal of those chancellor responsibilities just to keep things going right down the path that Paul had started us on.
So you will continue to do that. The board meets next month here in Carbondale, and
yes,
that's when they'll really start talking about what to do next on a permanent basis.
That's right. I anticipate that the board will say, let's get this search going very quickly, given the fact that I'm going to be covering both duties on the temporary basis. They know that isn't something that we can stay with for a drastically long time and keep making progress on all fronts. So I believe that they'll move forward with the search very quickly. The discussion they'll probably engage in is whether or not they use an external search consultant. But I would assume we'll have a full and comprehensive search. We'll look at both internal and external candidates there will be, I think, a question that the board has to chew on as to whether they want to hire a consultant or not, and that may be what their decision-making turns on.
Lots of moving parts here, and I'm sure we'll bring updates as those come through. Late over the weekend, we heard some information about what comes next in terms of budget.
Yes.
We've got a governor that will be taking office in January, a new party in control for the first time in more than 10 years. 20% reduction is what schools are being told to prepare for.
Well, that's been kind of the first volley, if you will. Governor-elect Rauner's budget team in transition had reached out to I'm assuming a number of state agencies, but for our purposes, the important one was the Board of Higher Education. And IBHE then sent a directive to us to start looking at budgeting with the potential of a 20% cut in state appropriations. Now, for the entire SIU system, that would be about $40 million and some change. Would obviously entail drastic cuts, almost a reconceptualization of the business model. And again, it's not totally unexpected. We knew that we'd get some sort of directive. What I would say to people is this, and I tried to say the same thing in comments to some of the press this weekend, we have a long way to go to see how this unfolds and where the budget for FY16 comes down. It's not unexpected that we would be asked to start modeling a broad range of figures. We'll hope that we can come in something less than that 20% cut, but Bill, we'll be responsive to that, doing everything we can to keep academic programs and student services at the core. And then as people understand what that entails for the university, as is the case, there will be, you know, public discussion. The citizenry will be involved in what they want that state budget to look like, and we see where we go from there. So I'm trying to send the message to the campus that this is only the first instruction. Many miles to go before we see where that budget comes down for next year.
And lots of other things budgetarily to talk about when it
yes.
comes to that. Randy Dunn is the president of Southern Illinois University. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jen.